Falun Gong is freely practiced in over 40 countries around the world, but relentlessly persecuted in China. The peaceful courage of practitioners there has shocked their oppressors and moved the people of the world. While China continues to block all information, FGM-TV brings you the stories you may not hear anywhere else. Hello and welcome to FGM-TV on Tuesday, April the 30th, 2002. I'm Susan Mitchell. In this week's update from China, the number of Falun Dafa practitioners verified to have died while in detention is 403. However, reliable sources inside China put the actual death count at more than 1,700. Our top story this week. 3 years later, the truth behind the gathering of 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners in Beijing on April the 25th, 1999. Some of the other stories we're following. Falun Gong practitioners commemorate the third anniversary of the Zhongnanhai incident. The Taiwan Supreme Court upholds a Taipei District Court decision in favor of Falun Gong. The IOC president warns China that it risks losing the 2008 Olympic Games unless it improves its human rights record. Cable TV viewers in Heilongjiang Province enjoy unexpected primetime Falun Dafa viewing. Celebrating the founding of the Saipan Falun Gong Association and teaching the exercises in nearby Guam. Stories of a family in China that is benefited by helping Falun Gong. Why did those 10,000 people gather near the government compound in Beijing 3 years ago? On April 25th, 2002, the Falun Dafa Information Center in New York issued a media release detailing the background story of what has been labeled the Zhongnanhai incident. On April 25th, 1999, over 10,000 citizens from different areas of China gathered in front of the State Council Appeals Office near the Central Government Leadership Compound in Beijing. This is called Zhongnanhai. It was the first completely peaceful, large-scale appeal for civil rights by Chinese citizens in their more than 5,000-year history. Several prominent Western journalists were present that day and reported in detail the passive, quiet nature of the gathering. Multiple photographs and videos of the event confirm their stories. However, even today, many news organizations continue to repeat the Jiang Zemin regime's version of the event. Here's what actually happened. Chinese officials told practitioners and supporters of Falun Gong to go to Beijing. A few days prior to the incident, people in the nearby city of Tianjin had been beaten and detained while visiting the office of a local newspaper to clarify the truth regarding accusations that were made in a slanderous article. The paper had initially concluded that they'd made a mistake and offered to rectify the situation. Soon after, however, officials in Tianjin were contacted by Beijing officials and instructed to tell people there that they must take their appeal to the State Council Appeals Office in Beijing. People came to the State Council Appeals Office, not Zhongnanhai. Word soon spread to nearby regions, and people came individually and in groups to the State Council Appeals Office in Beijing, where they were then directed by police and government officials to line up along the streets next to Zhongnanhai, the central government compound. The people quietly agreed and proceeded to wait, with no banners, no slogans, for their appeal to be heard. A peaceful resolution was reached. Soon, the demonstrators were given an opportunity to make their appeal. Those detained in Tianjin were released, and all the people around Zhongnanhai went home quietly, satisfied that their legal appeal had been handled properly by the government officials. The practice of Falun Gong is a lifestyle centered on cultivating the virtues of truth, compassion, and forbearance. It allowed a large number of people, many of whom did not know each other, to come together without prior training or organization and peacefully appeal to their leadership in order to right the wrongs dealt out in Tianjin and let the appeals office know the true situation. Jiang Zemin would have the world believe that this was a politically motivated gathering to besiege the central government compound, He has since used the event to justify a nearly three-year campaign of terror against innocent Chinese citizens who practice Falun Gong, a traditional Chinese system of exercise and meditation for improving body, mind, and spirit. On April 25, 2002, Falun Gong practitioners around the world commemorate the third anniversary of the gathering of 10,000 in Beijing. Around the world, the scene was strikingly similar. People quietly gathering in front of Chinese embassies and consulates with commemorative wreaths and tiny candles. They came to honor the hundreds tortured to death, the hundreds of thousands still enduring inhuman suffering, and the hundreds of millions of their family members, friends, and work colleagues whose minds have been poisoned by a virulent campaign of fabricated lies generated by the President of China, Jiang Zemin, and the people who seek favors from him. But in Hong Kong, where authorities have gradually bowed to increasing pressure from Beijing, practitioners were forbidden to exercise the rights guaranteed by the One Country, Two Systems policy. Police advised that, following an order from upper-level authorities, no activity is allowed outside China's liaison office building. And so the Hong Kong practitioners took their banners and information to a new approved place, where they met many new people who were interested to learn about the history and the present situation of the persecution in China. China is warned to clean up its human rights record or lose the Olympics. The Australian Financial Review reported on April 26th that International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge has warned China that it risks losing the right to hold the 2008 Games unless it improves its human rights record. In an interview with the BBC TV Hard Talk program on April 25th, Mr. Rogge said China had agreed to improve its human rights record as part of the agreement it signed with the IOC to host the 2008 Games in Beijing. "We are convinced that the Olympic Games will improve human rights in China," Mr. Rogge told the BBC program. "However, the IOC is a responsible organization, and if either security, logistics, or human rights are not acted upon to our satisfaction, then we will act. In a host city contract, there are several clauses pertaining to such matters which must be respected by that city." Mr. Rogge said that the IOC would be conferring with the United Nations and Amnesty International on human rights in China, as the Olympic body did not have expertise in that area. Amnesty International has been a strong critic of Beijing's human rights record, and earlier this month issued a report claiming the 2,468 people executed in China last year were 80% of the world total. That number does not include hundreds of Falun Gong practitioners tortured to death. The Taiwan Supreme Court upholds a Taipei District Court decision in favor of Falun Gong. On April 8, 2002, Taiwan's Supreme Court upheld a decision passed down by the Taipei District Court 1 year earlier. Mr. Chang Xin-Wu, chairman of the board of the Taiwan Scientific Qigong Association, was declared guilty of plagiarizing one of Mr. Li Hongzhi's Falun Dafa books. He was sentenced to 6 months in prison and fined 1 million Taiwanese yuan, which is approximately $28,800. In 1998, in an effort to confuse the public and mislead people interested in Falun Dafa, Mr. Wu plagiarized Mr. Li Hongzhi's book, The Great Consummation Way of Falun Dafa. He altered the five sets of Falun Gong exercises and published his own book called Scientific Falun Gong. The only company in Taiwan given authority by Mr. Li Hongzhi to publish his books is the Yi Chun Bookstore. In order to clarify the facts to the public, Yi Chun Bookstore filed a criminal case against Mr. Wu in the Taipei District Court. Mr. Wu was found guilty and sentenced to prison. Wu appealed to the Supreme Court and lost. Now, not only is he behind bars, but also out of pocket. FGM offers its congratulations to practitioners in Saipan on the occasion of the founding of the Saipan Falun Dafa Association on April 18, 2002. Saipan, with a population of over 39,000, is one of the Northern Mariana Islands in the West Pacific Ocean. Until 1990, it was the headquarters of the U.S.-administered UN Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands. People there have been practicing Falun Gong since 1996. Moving now to the island of Guam, just a few hundred miles away from Saipan. Unlike Saipan, most of the citizens of Guam are not familiar with Falun Dafa. One practitioner there arranged for a permit in the Chinese park, and on April the 20th, 19 practitioners from Taiwan arrived for a two-day blitz, showing and teaching the exercises, reading, meditation, and sharing experiences. The locals enjoyed the bright banners, music, and the opportunity to learn free something both new and good, including this woman in a store who promised to come and learn all the exercises after work. Truth-clarifying videos are successfully broadcast in Heilongjiang Province on April the 20th and the 21st. At evening prime time on April the 20th and the 21st, Falun Gong truth-clarifying videos were broadcast simultaneously in several cities in Heilongjiang Province. The broadcasts lasted as long as 75 minutes. They included footage about the wide spreading of Falun Dafa around the world and an examination of the staged immolation of people in Tiananmen Square. There were also records of China's violations of human rights, an analysis of a homicide in Beijing, which the Jiang regime has used to defame Falun Gong, and the truth about the April 25th, 1999 peaceful gathering of 10,000 at Zhongnanhai. Benefits gained from cherishing Falun Dafa. We've related many stories of the deaths of authorities who have persecuted Falun Gong practitioners. Of course, there are also many people in China who appreciate the practice, even though they aren't interested in doing it themselves. Here's a story we received this week. Last year, an urban Chinese woman invited her neighbor to her home to watch the Falun Gong truth-clarifying VCD. The neighbor then passed it to her relatives and friends. Although at the time this neighbor had breast cancer, she has recovered without any medical treatment. Also, her husband was involved in a car accident last year. He was completely unharmed, though the person sitting next to him nearly died of severe liver injuries. Thanks for watching FGM TV, dedicated to breaking through China's information blockade, revealing propaganda, and bringing you the truth of Falun Gong.